Profit First. Introduction. Profit First by Mike McCallowitz presents a groundbreaking approach to managing business finances, challenging the traditional accounting model that prioritizes revenue and expenses while treating profit as a leftover. Instead, McCallowitz introduces a simple yet powerful system that ensures businesses prioritize profit from the start, leading to long-term financial stability and growth. By applying the Profit First method, entrepreneurs and business owners can break free from cash flow struggles, eliminate financial stress, and create a sustainable, profitable business. This summary explores the book's core principles, step-by-step implementation strategies, and actionable insights, providing a clear roadmap for transforming financial management. Whether you're a seasoned entrepreneur or just starting out, these principles can help you take control of your finances and build a thriving business. The Profit First Formula, a paradigm shift. At the heart of Profit First is a simple yet transformative financial formula. Sales minus profit equals expenses. This approach challenges the conventional accounting equation, sales, expenses equals profit, which often leaves profit as an afterthought. According to Mike McCallowitz, businesses that operate under the traditional model tend to focus on generating more revenue, only to find that their expenses grow just as quickly, leaving little to no profit at the end. By reversing the equation and prioritizing profit first, business owners ensure that profitability is baked into their financial system rather than being left to chance. This mindset shift forces businesses to operate within their means, leading to more disciplined spending and strategic decision-making. McCallowitz also introduces the concept of Parkinson's Law, which states that work expands to fill the time available for its completion. Similarly, expenses tend to rise in proportion to revenue unless they are deliberately constrained. By setting aside profit first, businesses impose a natural limitation on spending, fostering efficiency, creativity, and financial discipline. This constraint pushes entrepreneurs to optimize operations, eliminate unnecessary costs, and focus on high-impact investments, ultimately leading to long-term financial health and sustainable growth. The core principles of profit first. Mike McCallowitz lays out four key principles that form the backbone of the Profit First system. These principles help businesses create financial discipline, ensure consistent profitability, and build long-term stability. 1. Use small plates. Just as people tend to eat less when using smaller plates, businesses spend less when funds are allocated into separate, purpose-driven accounts. Instead of managing everything from a single account, revenue is divided into designated buckets for profit, owner's pay, taxes, and operating expenses. This structure prevents overspending and ensures that each financial need is addressed appropriately. 2. Serve sequentially. Traditional accounting dictates that revenue first covers expenses, with profit being whatever remains. Profit First reverses this mindset, distributing money in a specific order. Profit First. A fixed percentage of revenue is immediately set aside as profit. Owner's pay ensures business owners are properly compensated. Taxes prevents tax burdens from becoming a financial crisis. Operating expenses, the remaining balance is used to run the business efficiently. This sequence forces businesses to adjust their spending rather than allowing expenses to dictate financial health. 3. Remove temptation. To prevent the temptation to dip into profits, McCallowitz recommends setting up a separate, hard-to-access bank account for profits. Ideally, this account should be in a different bank, with limited access, making it psychologically and logistically harder to spend impulsively. This out-of-sight, out-of-mind approach ensures that profits are preserved and accumulate over time. 4. Enforce a rhythm. Financial discipline requires consistency. Business owners should establish a habit of regularly allocating funds based on their cash flow cycles, whether that's weekly, bi-weekly, or monthly. Regular reviews of financials ensure that the Profit First system is adhered to and that spending aligns with revenue trends. This structured rhythm helps businesses stay on track, identify inefficiencies, and maintain long-term profitability. By following these four principles, businesses can transform their financial health, build reserves for future growth, and ensure that profitability is not just a goal but a guaranteed outcome. Here's a more concise and continuous version of your text. Setting up the Profit First system. The Profit First system restructures how business income is managed, using multiple bank accounts to allocate funds based on predetermined percentages. This ensures profitability, financial stability, and improved cash flow from day one. Step 1. Create 5 bank accounts. Michalowicz suggests setting up 5 accounts. Income account holds all revenue before distribution, ensuring intentional allocation. Profit account, a fixed percentage of revenue is transferred here, prioritizing profit and growth. Owner's pay account guarantees a fair salary for the business owner, addressing personal financial needs. Tax account, a percentage of income is set aside for taxes, eliminating the year-end scramble. Operating expenses account covers daily business costs, forcing leaner, more efficient spending. Step 2. Allocate income based on percentages. When revenue enters the income account, it's divided among the other accounts. Start with small profit allocations, 1-2%, and increase over time. A sample allocation could be profit, 1-5%. Owner's pay, 30-50%. Taxes, 15-20%. Operating expenses, 30-50%. Step 3. Maintain regular allocation. Set a regular schedule, weekly, bi-weekly, or monthly, for fund transfers to ensure consistency and prevent overspending, promoting long-term financial discipline. Step 4. Adjust over time. As the business grows, percentages can be adjusted to increase profitability while keeping expenses lean. The ultimate goal is to increase profit allocations gradually while keeping the business sustainable. By implementing this system, businesses can guarantee profit, prevent cash flow crises, and develop financial discipline, all while maintaining a clear and structured approach to money management. Assessing financial health. Assessing the financial health of a business is a crucial first step before fully implementing the Profit First system. Michalowicz emphasizes the need to gain a clear understanding of the company's current financial state, introducing the concepts of target allocation percentages, TAPs, and current allocation percentages, CAPs. CAPs represent the actual distribution of income across different accounts, showing how money is currently allocated, whereas TAPs reflect the ideal distribution based on financially healthy businesses in the same industry. By comparing CAPs to TAPs, businesses can identify discrepancies and areas needing improvement. The difference between the two highlights where adjustments are necessary to achieve financial stability and efficiency. Rather than making abrupt changes, Michalowicz advises a gradual shift toward TAPs to avoid financial strain and ensure a smooth transition. This process includes regularly assessing expenses, identifying unnecessary costs, and making strategic cuts to bring spending in line with TAP goals. Over time, this disciplined approach fosters better financial management and positions the business for sustainable profitability. Overcoming common challenges. Overcoming common challenges in implementing Profit First requires business owners to confront hidden inefficiencies and unnecessary spending head-on. As they begin adopting the system, many encounter obstacles that can make the transition difficult. One major challenge is the fear of change, as business owners may worry that restructuring their financial approach will disrupt operations or create complications. To ease this transition, Michalowicz recommends starting with small, manageable changes rather than overhauling everything at once. By gradually adjusting to the new system, businesses can build confidence and experience the benefits without feeling overwhelmed. Another common obstacle is resistance to cutting costs. Many businesses grow accustomed to certain luxuries or unnecessary expenditures, making it difficult to distinguish between essential and non-essential spending. Michalowicz emphasizes the need to prioritize needs over wants, ensuring that every expense serves a purpose and contributes to the company's financial health. This disciplined approach helps businesses streamline their operations and allocate funds more effectively. Cash flow issues can also pose a significant challenge, particularly for businesses with inconsistent or seasonal revenue. Sudden shifts in income may make it difficult to follow the Profit First system initially, leading to concerns about meeting financial obligations. To counter this, Michalowicz advises creating a financial buffer that can absorb fluctuations in revenue and focusing on strategies to stabilize income streams. By ensuring a more predictable cash flow, businesses can implement Profit First with greater confidence and sustainability. By proactively addressing these challenges, businesses can build resilience, adaptability, and a more disciplined approach to financial management. Over time, these efforts paved the way for long-term profitability and stability, allowing the company to grow with a solid financial foundation. Realigning business practices. Realigning business practices with the profit-first methodology goes beyond financial restructuring. It represents a fundamental shift in mindset that influences every aspect of how a business operates. Michalowicz urges business owners to take a strategic approach to their operations, ensuring that every decision aligns with financial health and long-term sustainability. A key part of this transformation is focusing on core strengths by streamlining offerings and prioritizing the most profitable products or services. Rather than trying to do everything, businesses should concentrate on what they do best, optimizing resources and maximizing returns. Equally important is enhancing customer value. A financially healthy business doesn't just cut costs, it also invests in initiatives that improve customer satisfaction and foster loyalty. Whether through better service, enhanced product quality, or personalized experiences, businesses should prioritize actions that create lasting relationships with customers and drive repeat business. At the same time, building a lean operation is essential for maintaining profitability and efficiency. Michalowicz advises business owners to continuously identify opportunities to reduce unnecessary costs while maintaining or even improving quality. This might involve renegotiating supplier contracts, automating processes, or eliminating redundant tasks that don't contribute to revenue growth. By fostering a culture of financial discipline and operational efficiency, businesses become more agile and adaptable, capable of navigating economic fluctuations and seizing new opportunities. Celebrating success and reinforcing habits. Celebrating success and reinforcing positive financial habits are essential components of the profit-first system, fostering a culture of profitability and appreciation within the business. Michalowicz highlights the significance of recognizing and celebrating milestones as businesses achieve their profit goals. This celebration can take various forms, such as bonuses, team outings, or personal rewards, creating a sense of accomplishment and shared purpose among team members. By acknowledging these achievements, business owners not only boost morale but also cultivate an environment where profitability is valued and pursued consistently. Reinforcing these habits requires regular monitoring of financial performance. Business owners should consistently review their income, expenses, and profit allocations to ensure that the system is working effectively and supporting growth. This ongoing assessment allows for timely adjustments to the target allocation percentages, TAPs, and helps in identifying emerging challenges or opportunities for further improvement. By making incremental adjustments based on financial data, businesses can maintain momentum and continue progressing toward their financial goals. Additionally, Michalowicz advocates for seeking professional guidance to enhance the effectiveness of the profit-first approach. Collaborating with accountants, financial advisors, or certified profit-first professionals can provide valuable insights and customized strategies tailored to the unique needs of the business. These experts can offer guidance on tax planning, financial forecasting, and optimization of resource allocation, helping businesses refine their approach and maximize profitability. The bigger picture, why profit matters. The bigger picture of the profit-first system goes beyond merely generating financial gain. While profitability is essential, Michalowicz emphasizes that the true value of prioritizing profit extends to numerous areas that impact both the business owner and the broader community. First and foremost, a profitable business fosters personal freedom for its owner. With financial security, the owner experiences less stress and uncertainty, enabling them to focus on growing their business, innovating, and achieving their long-term vision. This stability provides the peace of mind that comes with knowing that the business is positioned to support not only the owner's livelihood but also the well-being of their family and loved ones. Business sustainability is another critical outcome of maintaining profitability. By ensuring consistent profits, businesses are better equipped to withstand economic downturns, industry shifts, and unforeseen challenges. Profit allows a company to build a financial buffer, adapt to changing market conditions, and make strategic investments in its future growth. With a strong profit foundation, businesses are not just surviving but thriving, able to scale operations, launch new products, and stay competitive in an ever-changing landscape. Beyond the financial security of the owner and the company, prioritizing profit also enables a positive impact on the community. Profitable businesses have the resources to contribute to charitable causes, support local initiatives, and create meaningful employment opportunities for people in the area. This ripple effect can uplift entire communities, providing jobs and fostering economic growth. Furthermore, a business that consistently turns a profit can offer better benefits, training, and career advancement for its employees, ensuring a motivated and engaged workforce.